What were the woods like? What were the fauna and flora? Were they quite different to ours?
Well, slightly different. You see, different range of mountains have a different character, really. You would probably have a section of forest, and then you would have fields where men would graze their animals. Perhaps higher up, you would have a situation where people used to take sheep in the summertime and stay there the whole winter, and perhaps even milk the sheep and make cheese.
But what about the fauna of the forest itself?
Well, it was not unlike any other forest. You had, the usual. You had the briar, you had the bramble, you had the raspberries, you had the wild strawberries, you had the blaberries, and this is something that, as boys, we gathered whenever they became ripe. Yeah.
What about the animals?
Well, the animals. There was some. The animals were generally. It's a heavy game in that part of the world. We had big red deer, big European red deer. We had the wild boar. We had the roe deer. There's some elks also in the vicinity. And occasionally, there were even wolves.
Well, now, were these deer hunted by the upper classes?
Well, in the state forests, it was normally reserved for the officials.
For the state officials?
For the state officials. But they were hunting in the private lands by individuals, and it's normally the sort of middle class that was able to get involved in that, really.
Yes. The wild pig was a Central European quarry, really, wasn't it? It was very much a German thing, too.
That's right. Wild pig was doing quite a lot of damage to poor farmers there, and occasionally they were very cross that their crops of potatoes were all uprooted, whereas in fact they should have been probably kept down in numbers. But the hunting in that part of the world was very romantic, really, and people were quite tolerant of, you know, the game, being in such a
they
confusion,
preserved it.
Really. Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about the wolves? Were they a hazard?
Well, normally when you had the woodsmen sort of traveling through the woods, I think it was compulsory at some regions to actually carry a saber with you so that you can defend yourself, really, in case you were attacked. The wolves came during the winter. They came from Siberia, and they came in numbers, and occasionally they used to savage people there.
And when you were a boy, when you were traveling through the woods, would your parents not forbid you to go on this account?
Well, one always was accompanied by sort of the senior people, say, during the winter months. And of course, when we were skiing, then there was a group of people around, so the danger wasn't very great there. Yeah.
You say the wolves traveled in packs?
They do travel in packs, and it's these individual woodmen who used to go to gather firewood or look after the forests. These are the people that were vulnerable normally.